Today is Tuesday, November the 12th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. How is everybody doing? I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I talked a lot about my experience at the ramen place. The ramen was really good. It's really a shame because Mark loves ramen. And usually I don't like ramen because, well, first of all, you know, it's funny because I really like soup. I'm a big fan of, or no. I don't really. I really like noodles, but I'm not really a fan. I like soup, but I don't like soup as a meal. I'm a very American boy. I need meat and veg and potatoes, like a starch. I need a meat, I need a starch, I need a veg. And, you know, I guess I'm not typical Southern people could just do the meat and the starch and get forget about the veg. But I need a meat, a starch, and a veg generally to consider it a full meal. If it's like a meal. If it's fast food, I can do just like a burger and fries. But I still need the meat and the starch. So I gotta have meat and potatoes. You know, but if it's in soup, even if it's meat and potatoes, like a stew, then I feel like I got to have other stuff with it. I need to have a roll, some bread, maybe a salad. Maybe, I don't know. I need something else. It doesn't feel like a full meal to me. So, but I eat a lot of noodles. Like if I go to a Chinese place and they have noodles as an option instead of rice, I will always get the noodles instead of the rice because I really do like noodles. But anyway. It's a shame. I guess I'll have to go back there because he really likes ramen and I really enjoyed it. I just didn't like the service. So, I don't know. I may have to go back there. I got an email from Sam in the Hinterlands and she just said that she agreed that she's... I guess I should pull it up. Let's see if I can... I keep hitting the table. I apologize for that. She says, I wouldn't go back to that restaurant. I'm old and cranky. I probably wouldn't have stayed after I heard, quote, communal seating. Even good ramen isn't worth that experience. So I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just a little bit persnickety or something like that. But it was really good. Like, I would order it to go. Honestly, now my chair is squeaking. I'm making so many noises today. Anyway, so we did that. On Sunday, really not much happened. We were around here. We around the house. I went to church, as I always do. And then I came home, and we had Whataburger because I had... Now, Faye Driver, who is my co-host on Survivor's Ready podcast... He will say, oh my God, Adam, you had more fast food, but I have to have Whataburger once a week. I mean, that's just, you know, no matter how, even if I have fast food every day, the entire week, I have to have Whataburger. And so I did. So I had Whataburger and, you know, whatever. And that was actually before we recorded Survivor's Ready. So I didn't even bring that up on Survivor's Ready. But so Faye, there you go. There's another fast food meal that I had. But I did have ramen the night before, although I didn't cook it at home. So I guess your point was we eat out way too much. Maybe that was your point. I'm not really sure. But anyway. So then after that, we just hung around the house and I can't even remember what I did Saturday afternoon, but we had a party that we had to go to. I think I worked because I've been pulling together. Oh yeah, Mark helped me. So I've been trying to pull together a bunch of graphs for my manager, and I was redoing, so I have to query the database and pull all this information out of the database, and then I need to put it in graph form to show, like, you know, the increase in usage of my product, basically. And but I wanted to redo the queries because I was using this one query, putting it in Excel, and then manipulating the hell out of the data, and I was like, you know, I think I could... redo the query, create a couple of other queries that would help get the data a little closer to what I need it to be. And Mark is really good at database stuff. So he helped me come up with some queries, and then he had to go to Mass in the afternoon because he wasn't able to go in the morning. He had like a Pokemon raid that he had to go to. And I couldn't go with him because I had to go to church because I play trumpet in church. So then I joined him at a birthday party. There was a birthday party for Jericho, who is the son. I believe he turned seven or eight. And he's the son of one of our friends. And it was a Filipino party. We got there about an hour and 15 minutes late because it started at 4, but Mass was at 4 as well. So we ended up meeting each other, and we got there about the same time. And we hung out. We ate a little bit. And then I had to come back home so I could record Survivor's Ready. So I came back home, records. Oh, yeah, we watched Survivor while we ate our Whataburger. We watched Survivor, and so I could get ready for the recording of Survivor's Ready. I recorded that with Sam and Faye. And by the way, I have loads of listeners, and I just want to say, even if you don't watch Survivor, first of all, you should start watching Survivor. But I think all of my listeners should go and try Survivor's Ready. SurvivorsReadyPodcast.com, or on any of your apps, you can look for Survivor's Ready Podcast. And there's a nice logo with some trees and some torches, and it says with Adam and Fatty or something like that. Anyway, you'll know who it is. Because, I mean, why wouldn't you want to listen to a show with me and Fatty and Faye and Sam in the Hinterlands? I mean, I really think that all of you should right now just pause this podcast and go and subscribe. All that being said, that was the rest of my evening on Sunday night. I mean, I'm sure we watched some television because we're always watching some television. Also, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but we started watching this show called The Morning Show. And it's got Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer, no. Damn it, what's her name? The woman from Friends. It's not Jennifer. Is it Jessica? What's her name? Oh my God. I can't think of her name, but anyway, it'll come to me when I'm not thinking of it, but it's got her, it's on the tip of my tongue and it's driving me crazy, but she's the Jennifer Aniston. She's the main one from Friends that actually went on to have a little bit of, Courtney Cox kind of had a career as well, but I mean, I think Jennifer Aniston had the biggest career of all of them. But anyway, so it's her, Reese Witherspoon, and I think I did mention this, but it's so good. Like, it's got all the guy host is kind of a Matt Lauer kind of, you know, he has sex with some interns or something, and it gets found out, and so he gets fired. And Jennifer Aniston is his co-anchor, and on this long-running morning show, like Good Morning America, basically. Or I guess it would be the Today Show. And they bring in this new person who's this, you know, up-and-coming but very brash sort of person who's Reese Witherspoon. I love all of them. And it's got, I can't think of his name. I'm having a really hard time with names right now, but it's got the guy. And it's got the guy who, Steve Carell. See, I'm remembering all these names. But anyway, so he plays the Matt Lauer sort of role. And I don't know if they're going to continue with that storyline, because I think there's at least two seasons, or there are going to be two seasons. So I don't know if they're going to continue with that storyline, or that's going to be like the first season storyline, and then they're, you know, going to move on. I'm not really sure. But I really like shows that focus on production, like the behind the scenes of like a television show. I guess because I'm a podcaster and I really like the producing, you know, producing the audio, coming up with content. Like, I like, and like all the behind the scenes and what you imagine that it's going to be like. And they add drama to it as well. And it's, I don't know, I find it really interesting, but it hasn't gotten the best reviews. However, if you enjoy that kind of stuff, think of like The Newsroom, that Aaron Sorkin one that did that was on HBO. The Newsroom was better, but I mean, The Newsroom, Sports Night, I think is what it was called. was one about a behind the scenes of a athletic sports program like an ESPN. And then I haven't watched Sunset Strip at the studio something, but anyway. All right, I gotta go. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. I can't talk. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com. By the way, Faye, I'm making shepherd's pie tonight, so we're having a home-cooked meal. Thank you.